ancient UAPs. We know UAPs have been coming to Earth for a very long time. It might even have been before humans were on the planet. There is a story which states the government has a UAP in its possession which is over 50,000 years old, and it goes on to say they found the fuel source and it seemed to be a pile of rocks. Could there be a certain type of rock which contains something which can be used to power a spaceship? It has been said they know the answer to this is yes, but there was a problem. The rocks were drained of any energy they might have had thousands of years ago. Could the ship have crashed because it ran out of fuel? I know we have no proof the story is true, but it has persistently stuck around for years and it could be true. Titus Livius was a Roman historian who wrote one of the most definitive histories of Rome. When he wrote about the Punic War, he talked about phantom ships that appeared in the sky above battles. During the war, the first time they were seen was in 218 BC. He called them gleaming ships, which seems to mean they were bright metal. He wrote the next year a fleet of these ships appeared in the sky. The third time he cites was in 173 BC after the war. He said a great fleet appeared over the city of Lanuvium. Why would a respected historian stick out his neck to write these things? He must have felt they were all true. These events were seen 150 years before he was born. There is even a story about how UAPs prevented an ancient war. Plutarch, a Greek who became a Roman historian, tells us about the battle which never took place. He said the Roman army was marching toward Pontus. Pontus is known today as Turkey. As the two armies were coming near each other, flames descended from the sky. The flames were intense and prevented the two armies from coming together. Thousands of soldiers on both sides witnessed the event and they came to one conclusion, which was the gods didn't want the war, so both sides quit. The Japanese believe there was an encounter with an extraterrestrial female in 1803. They talk about an object named Utsuroban floated to shore in Hitachi province. A young woman was taken ashore who had no knowledge of the Japanese language. Eventually she was put back in the object and went back out to sea. Many believe this was a visit by an alien. One of the ancient events is extremely hard to dispute. Something happened in the sky above Nuremberg in 1561. It was a full-fledged spaceship battle. Hundreds and probably thousands of citizens of the city saw it happen. A broadsheet news article was put out. Broadsheets were pages of news which were usually posted. A wood engraving of the battle was made. The battle was described as a sky full of X's and zeros. The news article talked about a black triangular object and spheres falling to Earth in clouds of smoke. As I have said in the past, there could be a cold war between extraterrestrial factions which breaks out every once in a while, and this could account for all the UAP crashes. Another air battle took place in 1665 over Stralsund, also in Germany. The battle was witnessed by at least six fishermen. A dark gray disk had appeared in the sky. They claimed a large flock of birds morphed into warships. They then engaged in battle until a disc-shaped craft appeared, and at that time they all fled. The next day the fishermen complained of being in pain and are trembling. One of the things which seem to prove UAPs have been in the sky for a long time are the medieval paintings which contain what seem to be representations of UAPs. The painting, The Miracle of the Snow by Darpanikal, painted 1428 to 1432, pictures Jesus and Mary hovering above a crowd. They seem to be in a sky full of UAPs and possibly on top of a UAP. The painting The Madonna with St. Giovanna was painted in the late 1400s. The painting was attributed to one of several different artists. What makes this painting so amazing to UAP investigators is it clearly depicts a UAP over the shoulder of the Madonna. There is a painting which is believed to be from the 1600s, but the artist is unknown. The painting's name translated to English is Israel, Put Your Hope in the Lord. It shows a building which seems to be a church, or some sort of house of worship, with what looks like a UAP hovering over the top of it. The building is burning. Another painting is even clearer in its UAP character. It is the Baptism of Christ, painted in 1710 by Ert de Gelder. The painting is incredible. A UAP is above a scene where Christ is being baptized and is shining down beams of light. Some say the beams of light stand for secret knowledge. While not a painting, but a tapestry from 1538, the tapestry is named The Triumph of Summer. It pictures people and a lady riding in a wagon, but above them all is a sky full of UAPs. What did these artists know, and why were they including UAPs in their artwork? Were they trying to inform the public UAPs were real? It would have really been hard in those days to get that message across. Going back in art, we find UAPs drawn on the walls of caves which were inhabited 25,000 years ago, and they look the same as the classic disc-shaped UAPs which are well known today. These ancient people wanted to use those cave walls as a record for others to know what they saw. There wasn't any other way to do this except by drawing what they saw. But there is more to this, because a lot of strange drawings of beings were also made. Did this mean they saw actual extraterrestrials? If they did, they probably regarded them as gods, and who could blame them? Can you imagine primitive man meeting someone who came out of the sky and was capable of what seemed like magic to them? Yes, one has to believe we have a long history of extraterrestrials coming to this planet, and now we have reached a point where we could understand what they are.